Hallelujah. Of course, this morning we showed the video of the two revival prophecies that came through Pastor Bronk on Wednesday night, the 14th, and the service was all about that. But prior to those two prophecies, earlier in that same service, another prophecy came forward, and this one had to do with healing. Now, this is more than just a prophecy, because Bronk actually starts ministering the sword of the Spirit right over the microphone out into the air. And for those that don't remember, for years, I got the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit mixed up. I thought they were kind of the same thing, you know. But it's not. And we have got to really... It's not wise to go to war and try and use a shield as a sword. And the body of Christ at large does not even really know what the sword of the Spirit is. Now, we've already taught on that. It's at our website. But just real quick for review, if you want to see how to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, we have to look to Jesus and see how He did it. Now, we can look at Him also to see how to use the shield. How did Jesus use the shield? Well, you can see that when He was under attack by the devil in the wilderness. And the shield is when He would quote the Word of God. Every time the devil would throw something at Him, Jesus would, it is written, it is written, it is written. He would just quote the Word of God. And He would not obey anything the devil would do, because He's just going to obey what the Word says to do. That's the shield of faith. When you're under attack, that's how you quench every dart. It is written, it is written. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how we live. But in Ephesians 6, when it starts talking about the sword of the Spirit, it says, taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It sounds like the same thing, and for years I thought it was the same thing. But there's a difference. See, the written Word is the Logos. It's Jesus. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Every time, the Greek word for Word right there is Logos. Jesus is the entire, He is God incarnate. He is all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him bodily. He is the Logos. But in Ephesians 6, He uses the word rhema, taking the sword of the Spirit. So now we're going on the offensive. It's not us being attacked. It's us attacking the kingdom of darkness to set the captives free. Well, what would Jesus do when He would come in, like with the woman that was bowed over for 18 years? Did He stand there and quote scripture? Or did He speak a command? He spoke a command. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. When he'd see another person, take up thy bed and walk. The man with the withered hand, stretch forth thine hand. He would give a command, and for all practical purposes now, his lips were the lips of God the Father. When he would speak, no less than God the Father speaking, and it was because it was the will of God, and the Holy Spirit would move with. We've got to learn to function that same way, that Jesus has no lips on planet Earth except ours. We are literally the body of Christ. Our fellowship with Him has to come to the point where we are so one. We think, act, move, believe, always to the point. It's like Paul said, it's no longer I that live, it's Christ in me. As far as I'm concerned, for me to live is Christ. Well, we're coming to that same place. To the point, Joel's army, when you speak, it is God speaking using your lips. Well, you're going to see some of that tonight, because first he starts talking about it's prophecy. It is prophecy, and it applies to all of us. But then you'll see where Bronk himself starts ministering by the sword of the Spirit, speaking to certain people, not by name, but they know, you know. You'll see it. And then we'll come up and talk about this some more. I brought copies, but I'll pass them out as soon as we're through watching this little video. So that way you'll watch the video and not be reading. Besides, we're going to turn the lights out. So be back in a minute. So whenever you're ready, Derek.
We're going to continue to worship way past this moment. But I hear the word of the Lord say, and this goes out to many, I am the Lord that healeth thee, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not receive the report of the enemy. Do not even receive the report of the symptoms of your own body, saith the Spirit of grace. continue to stand in my word and continue to stand within the witness on the inside of you that the words that I speak to you in comfort, that I have healed your body. Receive these things and walk in the fullness of them, saith the Lord, for you will live and not die. Do not receive the report of the enemy that keeps telling you that you're going to die from this thing. They're going to find you dead, or you're going to not make the end of your journey because your health is going to continue to debilitate. I say unto you, as I say unto all those who believe my word, stand upon my promises. Continue to walk in my promises, but know this, that I declare unto you by my Spirit, saith the Lord, that you are healed present tense. All other symptoms are a lie against the truth concerning your body, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Now, Father, I just release this right now. The very anointing that breaks the yoke. The very word of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, in Jesus' name be healed. Receive the life of God. In the name of Jesus, I'm not praying for you, ma'am. I'm not praying for you, sir. I'm declaring to you, you are healed in the name of Jesus. I say unto you that you will finish your course in perfect health and in perfect peace. And in Jesus' name, this thing is broken off of you this night. I release the power of God in your body in Jesus' name. Receive that. Be raised up by the power of God. The healer is among us. Jesus is among us. Jesus is in your home. Jesus is wherever you're at right now. Jesus, I see you walking among us, and I see you, Lord, touching. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name, I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I see you touching chest cavities, not just one, but several. I see you, Lord, touching places in the body that no physician can reach. In the name of Jesus, I speak to heart rhythmias, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I command them in Jesus' name. As of this hour, as of this moment, as of this moment at 7:15 at this Wednesday night service, in Jesus' name, this thing is over. It is done in the name of Jesus. I release the power of God. I release the power of God into organs of the body in Jesus' name. Infections, different places of the body, and the different levels, different organs of the body. I command them healed in the name of Jesus. As Israel came out of Egypt and there was no feeble among them, so I speak, this is our bread. This is our inheritance. This is that which has been given to us of the Father. And I release that now in the name of Jesus. I release that now in the name of Jesus. I release that now in the name of Jesus. Irritable bowel syndrome. Kidneys that won't function properly. Kidneys that are over-functioning. Bowels that are over-functioning. Every form of irritation to the stomach, to the bowels, to the intestinal tracts, upper and lower. We release the life of God, the power of God raise you up in the name of Jesus. Every kind of infection, is cursed in the name of Jesus and raised up by the power. Release your glory, Jesus. You've already done it. You've already done it. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You can go ahead and hand those out. Now, we brought a copy for each of you. I hope I brought enough for this massive. Some of you may have to look on. Praise the Lord. I had forgotten that Bronk used the phrase in there, sword of the Spirit, so thank God I got it right. Now see, in the past, in history, we've had certain ones rise up that became very proficient in using the sword of the Spirit. Smith Wigglesworth, Oral Roberts, most of your healing evangelists, men and women, Amy Semple McPherson, Catherine Kuhlman, many others. But what's happening now, what you have to understand, and what this prophecy that he's been speaking to us, this is Joel's army rising up now. Because I'm reading again an old book that I have of Smith Wigglesworth's. Of course, all of them by him are old now. But anyway, and he's doing his best. He's teaching and he's trying to transfer what he knows to the people that come. And God is trying to do that exact same thing right now, because it's not going to be just a few leaders. But anyway, Smith was trying to get it across. But see, you're the generation that you are Joel's army. And you got to start getting past this thinking that, oh, that's for Dave Roberson, that's for whoever, you know. Well, it is, but it's for you. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Well, if you got flesh, it includes you. Amen? All right, so let's just kind of go over this together. Yes, sir. And there's two parts of this. The first part of it is really more like prophecy, where he's declaring to everybody the principles. See, now, Sue and I, just so you'll know, everybody knows, I kind of walk with a stoop right now, because when I don't, it hurts. I've got this thing in my back that where when I'm walking, if I walk like that, it doesn't hurt. If I walk like this, it hurts. And I've been like that for a long time. Well, does that give me an excuse to continue like that? No, it doesn't. He is the Lord that has healed Gary. He's already taken the stripes. I'm not waiting on him to take the stripes, that by his stripes I was healed. He's already done that. The work is already done and finished absolutely at the cross. And he is the Lord that healeth me. So I am the Lord that healeth thee, says the Spirit of grace. Do not receive the report of the enemy. Stop. Pain is a preacher. Anyone ever found that out? Pain is a preacher, and it preaches all the time. It's relentless, and it's always presenting evidence to your senses you're not healed. I'm going to just use me, as always. It's better. Now, I will tell you this. The Lord's been very good to Gary. I'm 73 right now, and I feel better than I did at age 53. I am in much less pain today than when I went to Africa all those years ago. That was brutal when I went there, and also to Korea several trips. And I feel better. I'm in less pain, but I'm not at the no pain. And I don't want to walk like a 100-year-old man when my mother tells me I'm only 73, you know? So I'm going to receive this in my body the same way that he wants everybody to receive it. So there is I was listening just now to Bronk. Do we as a nation send sick soldiers into war? We don't, do we? They put them in boot camp, train them, get them all built up, feed them the right foods, all kinds of exercise, and they're fighting machines when we send them out. I think he's wanting us to be fighting machines when he sends us out. So in the first part of this, I noticed there's instruction on receiving this. But then you watch how Bronk moves over. See, because I know personally, I know a lady that'll watch this, probably already watched it, that's got bone cancer. Now that's a little more serious than walking stooped over, okay? I know others that have failing kidneys right today, you know. Listen, okay, so let's read it. What does the Lord say to them and us? I don't care what it is in your body, you know. I am the Lord that healeth thee, says the Spirit of grace. Do not receive the report of the enemy. Do not even receive the report of the symptoms of your own body, says the Spirit of grace. Now that preaches real well. We can preach that all day. One thing to preach it, but when pain hits your body, it's hard to ignore it, isn't it? But pain is a preacher. We've got to out-preach the pain. Now, I do think when it comes to that, using the Word of God and saying what God's Word says about you, I need to preach more than the pain's preaching. You know, ow, pain. You're not healed. How did David? You're not nasalated little flesh creature. You're not healed. By his stripes I was healed. He is the Lord that healeth me. He blesses my bread and my water and takes sickness away from the midst of me. On and on and on, you can say it. And then you start talking to it. Pain, you leave my body. Remember, you speak to the mountain? You speak to the mountain? I command you. Now, what if it doesn't leave? Does that change the word of God? And he says, do not receive. Look at it yourself. Do not receive the report. It's there. He didn't say the report wouldn't come. Don't receive it. I'm preaching to Gary. I'm teaching me. You guys are just in on this, okay? I'm teaching to me how I'm going to walk free from something I'm already healed of. He's already took the stripes. There is no reason at all for me to walk with pain. Period. Bone cancer has been healed, if you're listening. He was talking to you. Kidneys, they've already been healed. He's talking to you. Okay. Gary, walk straight. He's talking to you. Amen. All right. Do not even receive the report of the symptoms of your own body, says the Spirit of grace. Continue to stand in my word and continue to stand within the witness on the inside of you that the words that I speak to you, I speak in comfort. That I have, look how he talks, I have healed your body. Receive these things and walk in the fullness of them. Receive these things and walk in the fullness of them. Now, by the way, we're going to have the PDF, this very thing you're reading, available at the website, so you can print copies for yourself and friends and anybody you want to share it with. Receive these things and walk in the fullness of them, says the Lord. Now, right here is where he switches and he starts the sword of the Spirit, talking to individuals. For you will live and not die. Do not receive the report of the enemy that keeps telling you that you're going to die from this thing. I know he's talking to somebody specific. Even my back has not been telling me I'm going to die of a backache. Okay. So I know he's talking to somebody here, but it's good to study this because this is exactly how you're going to be ministering. This is how the army, Joel's army, functions. We've got to understand that we have the sword of the Spirit in our own mouth, that sharp two-edged sword, which is able to divide and cut asunder. And when we speak, it is with no less authority than the Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking. What does in his name mean? I've come to speak in his place. I've come to speak as his ambassador. I've come to speak in his stead. When we send ambassadors to another country, as long as they're saying what we say as a nation, all the power, all the armed forces, all the resources of America is behind every word that they speak. We'll back up what they say. How many of you think heaven will back it up? Heaven will back it up. We got to preach to our own body and preach to everybody else's. Hallelujah. So the enemy that keeps telling you that you're going to die from this thing, that they're going to find you dead, or you're going to not make it to the end of your journey because your health is going to continue to debilitate. No, it's not either. No, it's going to go the opposite way. Smith Wigglesworth, by the way, just so you'll know, he didn't die of any disease. He just died of old age, about 80-something. I can't remember now. He's in the middle 80s. And he was already traveled to another country and was going up the stairs, walked in the room where he was going to preach at a conference. And then time to go home, laid down, went home to be with Jesus. No lingering sickness, no illness, just time to go home. There's others right here in town that we could talk about, ministers that, I remember Charles Capps called in Arkansas. He called his family and says, I'm going home this week. Y'all come. I need to see you. Wasn't sick or nothing. Called him in. Jesus already told me, I come in. I want to see you. Hello. And he blessed his family, had breakfast, went home to be with Jesus. See, I believe in that. Have breakfast first. That's how my grandpa Carpenter did it. He loved the Lord. And I told you about food at Grandpa Carpenter's. I mean, had steak and eggs, biscuits bigger than your hand, about 2 inches thick, sorghum molasses, that churned butter on the porch, Go in and have a big old breakfast. Go out and sit on the porch and go home. They said, when the coroner or the medical, whenever they got there and they examined him, said, Mrs. Carpenter, this man was in heaven before his head hit the floor. That's the way to do it. Have breakfast, flip the switch, go be with Jesus. All right. Do not receive the report of the enemy that keeps telling you that you're going to die from this thing. They're going to find you dead, or you're not going to make it to the end of your journey because your health is going to continue to debilitate. Say it with me. My health is going to continue to improve. I'm getting stronger every day. I'm getting more healthy every day. Sickness or disease will never take me off this earth. Because by His stripes I was healed. Amen, amen. Now you're talking right, see? I say unto you, as I say unto all those who believe my word, stand upon my promises. Continue to walk in my promises. But know this, that I declare unto you by my Spirit, says the Lord, that you are healed, present tense, Gary. And you, Gary. Yeah, but there's another preacher. What does he preach? Ow. Every time I do this, ow. Well, he's a liar. I by his stripes I was healed. What did he say? Just a minute. What did he say? You are healed, Gary. I'm going to put mine. You put your name in there. Gary, Sue, Angie. I don't know. As far as I know, everybody's healed here. You are healed. Say it with me. I am healed.
I am healed.
Present tense.
Present tense.
Right now.
I am healed.
And it wouldn't matter what your body was saying. I am healed. Now that preacher in my back preaches to me all the time that I'm not. And I've just not been as diligent as I should have been. Well, I'm cranking her up. Do you know what cranking her up means? I'm going to crank this baby up. We're going to turn up the power. We're going to turn up the preaching. I'm going to preach to that thing more than it's preaching to me. See? Because it's true. God can't change His word. He's only telling us the truth. What else can He do? The Holy Spirit said to me one time, He said, I am the Spirit of truth. That's the only thing that I have to serve off of the... You know, I don't have any other commodities on the shelf. There's nothing else for me to give you. I'll tell you the truth, and then 5 years later, you say, no, tell me the truth, and I just tell you the same thing again, because I don't have anything else to serve. I only have the truth. Isn't that great? But continue to walk in my promises, but know this, that I declare unto you by my Spirit, says the Lord, that you are healed, present tense. Now, boy, look at this. All other symptoms are a lie against the truth concerning your body, says the Spirit of the Lord. Go ahead and open to Romans 4 just for a moment. I'm not going to keep you very long. I've preached on this passage till it's kind of like Romans 8. Romans 4. Go right all the way back. And it's such a perfect example. Let me set up the scenario a little bit. When Abraham was 99 years old and Sarah was 90, God came and said, about this time next year, you're going to have a baby. And with Sarah, she had long ago said that she was past the time of the way of women, meaning she's not ovulating anymore. There's no egg to even be fertilized. And when Sarah heard what the Lord said, she laughed. Shall I have pleasure again from my husband, which tells us he wasn't quite the hot rod he used to be either. Okay. You know, in church, trying to be nice here. And okay. And so in the natural, I'm trying to picture this, you know, 99. I'm only 73, and already when I look in the mirror, you know, this is not a pretty sight. Okay. And so you got a 99-year-old and a 90-year-old, two shriveled up old prunes. And neither one of them able to perform. Okay. And God says, you're going to have a baby. Now, Is that impossible in the natural or what? You could go to any university anywhere today, now not counting artificial insemination or something like that, but when a woman is not ovulating and the man is impotent, there's just no way you're going to have a baby, you know? So it's impossible, all right? So he's talking to you now, whoever that bone cancer person, kidney person, whatever it is. I don't care that medical science says it's impossible. We have our impossible box, which I'm not going to bring up here right now, but you know all the pictures that's on there. I like to use Victoria because nobody will argue. Victoria was born with a partial brain. She's got enough of a brain that it'll run her body. Her kidneys and her heart and everything works that way. She can't even feed herself. She's not a little girl anymore. She's, what, 20 or something? Where do you take someone with a partial brain to get them healed? I mean, there's no ministry that I know of, not even any medical help anywhere. Where do you go to get the rest of a brain? Would you call that impossible? See, but there's no such thing as that. I'm trying to draw an impossible situation just like it was with Abraham and Sarah. Impossible. But let's look what Abraham is called, the father of us all when it comes to faith. All right, let's look at what it says, starting in verse 17, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise, remember he said, stand on the promises, that that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. Now notice, who is the father of us all. As it is written. Now here's the promise that he stood on. I have made thee a father of many nations. That's the promise. All right. 99 years old. Sarah, 90 years old. They'd never had a child together. Their whole history, they've been married decades. Their whole history. No child. And now it looks impossible, no matter what they do. But God says, I have. The same way he tells us, I have healed thee. I have healed thee. I have made thee. So there's the promise. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead. Now, why that's so important, Sarah's womb was dead, and his ability to perform as a male was dead. Okay? Their bodies, for all practical purposes, were dead when it comes to childbearing. Who quickeneth the dead. See, God can make the dead thing alive. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. I love this. Who against hope believed in hope. What in the world is that talking about? Well, there's the natural hope. Again, 99-year-old snuggled up to a 90-year-old. This is not a pretty sight. In the natural, there is no hope. So against that kind of hope, against in the natural, you don't focus on that. They believed in hope. What hope is that? Remember when God took him out into the wilderness, into the desert at night, showed him all those stars? He gave him something different to look at than his body. Gave him something different. He says, no, your seed shall number as the stars of heaven. Another time he got him to look at the sand, and they lived in the desert. And he says, Your seed will number more than all these grains of sand. But yet in the natural, there is no hope. So against that kind of no hope, Abraham chose to believe in the hope provided by the word. Okay? So that he could become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. Here's the promise again. So shall thy seed be. We could say, we believed according to the promise that was spoken, by his stripes you were healed. And Abraham, now being not weak in faith, considered not his own body now dead. See, God quickens the dead. He chose not to consider that. He knew it, but he chose not to consider that when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. I'm not going to think about these impossible things. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now that's what faith is. That's why he says in here, don't receive the report of the symptoms of your own body. What if Abraham and Sarah had received that report? No, we've been to, we Googled all of the major universities and all of the major research centers. Can a woman conceive after she's stopped ovulating? And they all say no. They all say no. No, it's not possible. Are they going to receive that report? Because they'd get that same report even today. No. We're going to stagger not what God promised. God quickens the dead. We're going to believe what God promised. So I'm trying to make this real. See, it's one thing to preach it. Trust me, it's another thing to walk in it. Now, Gary, what are you going to do to change? See, again, theory is good. E equal MC squared is good. I like it better if I can make a toaster out of that. That'll help people. Okay. So what is Gary going to do? Only thing I know to do is picture Gary. I got to have a different hope. A different picture. I got to see myself walking upright, and whenever that pain preacher starts preaching to me, I'm going to preach back. Talk out loud. I don't care how strange it looks. By his stripes I was healed. Pain, you leave my body. I call my body normal. My back is perfect in Jesus' name. Pain is a stranger to me. He bore my sicknesses and carried my pains. Back, I call you healed. I am the healed of the Lord. I am already healed. I will not. And then right about then, ow, you know, here comes the pain preacher. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You are a lie. That is not the truth. That is not what the Lord said. By his stripes, I was healed. Pain, you leave my body. Ow, you know, who's going to be which preacher will endure? I've heard of an endurance prophecy somewhere. Where did I read that? Oh, in the lobby out here. Endurance is the key. Endurance is the key. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm not going to keep you any later tonight. I think that's enough. You know what to do, don't you? You know what to do. Then the other half of the equation, He wants us to become expert at using the sword of the Spirit. You use it on your own body, but that's just the precursor to using it on anybody's body. I can't preach a whole lot about this. I'll tell you this, that becomes much stronger through fellowship than just about any other way. Intimacy is the call of the hour. Intimacy. It's hard to walk with somebody you don't know. Or don't know very well. I'm learning more about that. But for now, I can tell you, know this. You will be wielding the sword of the Spirit with your own mouth. You won't be waiting for somebody else to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. And set the captives free. The servant is not above his master. The disciple is not above his master. But it is enough that the disciple be as his master. And that is exactly what he's doing. He's raising us up so that when we speak, we have such fellowship with him. When we speak, it is no less him speaking through our lips with the same authority and the same anointing in Jesus' name. Some of you, it's called the finances. I see certain people. It's going to be the same way. You're going to talk to the money more than you're going to manipulate the money. Does that make sense? You're going to talk to money. Anyway, not teaching on that tonight. They just showed me the glimpses of it. I just see glimpses. Yes, sir. One more. I'm trying to close. It's the Allen. Blame Allen, okay? These are Allen closes. They don't mean anything at all. Love our Allen. Well, No, I'm hearing we'll reserve that for another day. I think we're done. Okay, Father, I just thank you and I praise you, Lord. I'm going to release the people now, Lord. I'm just going to pause here a moment if you got something else you want to say. Yes, okay. I'm going to try and close with this. One answered prayer can accomplish more than 100 things you could do on your own. Because when we go on the offensive, we have two things in Ephesians 6. Everything is defensive until we come to the sword of the Spirit. Now that's when you go on the offensive. So we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and then praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. The other offensive weapon that we're going to be learning more about is prayer. God's going to send hailstones. If you've been hearing me, you know what I'm talking about. God is also going to help with supernatural answers to prayer that will astound the nation. Will astound the nation. I love that phrase in that prophecy from this morning. The nation does not produce revival. Revival changes the nation. Amen. You may be astounded at the change we're going to see in certain people. Hallelujah.